Hi there, everyone. I'm Pat.
I'm Rebecca.
Have you ever lived in a house with a garden, Rebecca?
A house with a garden? That would be my dream house. Mm-hmm. No, I have never lived in one.
Aww.
What about you, Pat?
Yeah, my parents' house in England has quite a big garden. And me and my brothers would play soccer in it all the time when we were little. Though, as we got bigger, we started to do more damage, so my mum told us to play in the park instead.
真是羡慕哎，佩老师他们在英格兰加个大花园是大到居然他们在里面踢足球。不过小孩子啊，真的破坏力很强。后来妈妈都叫他们去公园玩了。Do your parents have anything interesting in their garden?
Yeah, they have a few trees, and some of those are fruit trees. They also have a strawberry bush and some other bushes, and a few animals. There are foxes.Hedgehogs, and we've even had a badger or two.
That's really cool. 花园里面有果树，有草莓，已经很梦幻了，对不对？竟然还有 foxes, 狐狸 ,hedgehogs, 刺猬 ,badgers, 獾欸，太夸张了吧，这应该是野生动物园啊。So I'm confused. Are we talking about zoos or gardens today?
We're talking about gardens.
Okay.
We're going to look at some words to do with your garden. Let's start the article and find out what they are.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Gardener.
Gardener.
The family hired a gardener to look after their garden.
The family hired a gardener to look after their garden.
Lawn.
Lawn.
Terry's neighbor pays him to mow the lawn every week.
Terry's neighbor pays him to mow the lawn every week.
Flower bed.
Flower bed.
There are many beautiful roses in the flower bed.
There are many beautiful roses in the flower bed.
Seed.
Seed.
Wendy grows tomatoes from seeds in the greenhouse.
Wendy grows tomatoes from seeds in the greenhouse.
Hose.
Hose.
Firefighters used a fire hose to put out the big fire.
Firefighters used a fire hose to put out the big fire.
So all five words we have today are about gardens. And the first word is gardener. Gardener. G-A-R-D-E-N-E-R. A gardener is a person who works in a garden.Now, it could be a job. For example, some rich people have big houses with large gardens and they pay someone to look after them. You could also be a gardener whose job is to look after the land in a public place, like a park.
就像前一天的图解字典里面提到 farm 是农田，加上 er 就代表人的字尾，在农田上工作的人Farmer 是农夫 ，Garden 是花园，一样加上代表人的字尾 er， 在花园里面工作的人 ，Gardener 就是园丁。有些人家里面花园很大，会另外请专业的 Gardener 园丁来照顾。
You can also call someone a gardener if it's their hobby. For example, my dad doesn't really do anything in the garden, okay? But my mum grows things.Picks fruit and sometimes plants flowers. So I could call her a gardener as well.
兴趣是种植花花草草的人，他们不只是兴趣而又不是职业，但我们也可以叫他 gardener。当一个人他很会照顾花草，我们就会说他拥有一个 a green thumb， 绿色的大拇指 green 绿色 G R E E N thumb 大拇指 T H U M B 哦，注意哦。Thumb 是一个 M-B 为字尾，但是 B 不发音的字。Pat's mother has a green thumb. She's a great gardener. 可像我， 连圣诞红我都种不活，我上次还让仙人掌哭死了。我们就会开玩笑说 I have a terrible brown thumb， 咖啡色的大拇指。咖啡色是因为植物枯掉就是咖啡色嘛，不过这是比较口语开玩笑的讲法。
Here's an example sentence. The rich family's gardener spends 5 days a week looking after their garden.
有钱人哦，就是不一样哎。他们请园丁一个星期5天照顾花园。刚提到个片语哦 ，look after， 那是照顾的意思。像我这么不会种花，我觉得我应该就是有钱人的命，你知道吗？我要请园丁来帮忙的。
Here's another example sentence. The family hired a gardener to look after their garden. The family hired a gardener to look after their garden.
这户人家雇了一名园丁来照料他们的花园。
So Rebecca, when you think of a garden, what do you imagine?
Flowers, I guess. Some trees and a big area of grass.
Well, it's that area of grass that's our next word. In English, we call it a lawn. L-A-W-N, lawn. In a lawn, the grass is very short and it's cut quite often in order to keep it looking neat and tidy.
Lawn 是草坪、草地的意思。通常是指家里面的花园啊，或是公园里面这样一片的草地，大片哦，短短的草的那种。
So we could say, my dad is very proud of his lawn and looks after it all the time.
我爸爸很骄傲他的草坪，总是在照顾那片草坪。
When we talk about cutting the lawn, the correct word to use is mow, M-O-W, mow. And the machine we use is called a lawn mower, L-A-W-N, lawn, M-O-W-E-R, mower. And those are just a couple of bonus words for you.
因为 lawn 是草坪啊，但是呢，除草哦，我们不是用 cut 那个字哦，我们特别的用法的，我们用 mow 这个字哎。那如果结合草坪那个字啊，Lawn mower, 哎，这里的字尾的 er 指的就不是一个人哦，而是一台机器的意思了。
Here's another example sentence. Terry's neighbor pays him to mow the lawn every week.
Terry 的邻居啊，每个礼拜都会付钱请他修剪草皮。
Now, Rebecca also mentioned flowers when she described her image of a garden. We have a word for the place in the garden where most flowers are. Sometimes wild flowers can grow by themselves around the lawn, but if you plant them yourself, we call that area a flower bed. F-L-O-W-E-R, B-E-D, flower bed.
Flower 是花 ,bed 是床。啊，这会是上面撒满花瓣，然后你像躺一睡觉，会像公主一样的床呢？当然不是啦 ，flower bed 是花圃的意思。如果你真的躺上去，恐怕呢就一堆鬼针草啊、玫瑰花的刺啊，你再打个滚的话，哎呦，就浑身都是泥土啦。所以 flower bed 是花圃，是花圃啦。
It kind of makes sense because it's like a bed where the flowers can sleep and grow when the weather is right. You have to look after a flower bed carefully and means all of the flowers have to get enough water and sunlight. You also need to make sure you get rid of the plants that you don't want to be there. We have a word for those as well. Weeds, W-E-E-D-S, weeds.
照顾植物的时候，除了给它们适当的阳光、水分之外，还有一些我们不想要的东西要拔干净啊，那就是 weed 杂草。
So here's a sentence with flower bed. My mom was angry when I accidentally stepped on her flower bed.
当我不小心踩到妈妈的花圃的时候，妈妈很生气。
Here's another sentence. There are many beautiful roses in the flower bed.There are many beautiful roses in the flower bed.
花圃那边有很多朵很漂亮的玫瑰花。But I can totally understand why your mother was so angry. You killed those flowers.
I know. That used to happen to my brothers and I when we played soccer. Sorry, Mom. Anyway, when you want to grow your own flowers in the flower beds, or plant a fruit tree, or a bush, or any kind of plant, you have to use seeds, which is our next word.
想要种花花草草的话，怎么少得了这个东西呢？种子啊。Seed.
A seed, S-E-E-D, seed is a small thing produced by a flowering plant. They can grow into new plants. It's kind of like us being able to have babies. You plant the seed in the flower bed, and when it's ready, a flower is born.
人类有小宝宝，植物呢，有种子。把种子种在花圃里面，哒啦，花朵就会诞生咯。
For example, the man bought a packet of seeds to put in his flower bed.
那个男人买了一小包的种子来种在他的花圃。刚句当中啊 ，a packet of 指就是一小包、一小袋的意思。
Here's another sentence. Wendy grows tomatoes from seeds in the greenhouse.
Wendy 啊，她在温室里面种下种子去种番茄。英文说 greenhouse，、绿色的房子。哎，中文说的是温室，一个温暖、不受风吹啊、日晒雨淋的地方，这样植物才会长得好。
Yep. Also notice I said tomato because I'm British. Americans say tomato. Anyway, we can all usually eat seeds like sesame seeds on top of bread or other food. And peanuts, they're not nuts. They're actually seeds, just big. And there are seeds in fruit as well. And sometimes it's okay to eat them.
有些种子是可以吃的哦。像刚刚派老师提到 peanut 是花生。哎，虽然 peanut 字尾啊，那个 nut 是坚果的意思，但其实我们吃的 peanut 花生的部分，那个就是种子哎。而且你知道吗？我们中国人啊，喝茶、泡茶、聊天的时候，常会嗑瓜子。哎，瓜子啊，就是 sunflower seeds， 向日葵的种子哦。
Now, when you put your seeds in a flower bed, you need water. And one thing you can use to water flower beds or your lawn is a hose, H-O-S-E, hose.
我们在浇花的时候呢，我们可以用水管 hose.
It's a long tube that carries water from one place to another. I'm sure you've seen firefighters use big hoses to put out flowers. And you can use smaller ones to put and water on your garden too.
我觉得啊，念这个字的时候要特别小心哦。你不小心卷了一个舌儿 ，horse， 哎，那是马的意思哎，但 hose，hose、是水管哦。像消防员就会拿大条来救火啊，但是平常我们浇花用小一点水管就可以了。
Okay, so we could say the gardener turned on the hose to water the lawn.
园丁打开水管来帮草坪浇水，那个 turn on 就是打开的意思。
Here's another. Firefighters used a fire hose to put out the big fire. Firefighters used a fire hose to put out the big fire.
消防员用条消防水管来扑灭大火。这边的 put out the fire 都是灭火的意思。
So that's all of our five words. Gardener, lawn, flower bed, seed, and hose. Now it's time to end the lesson.
休息一下，马上回来。
Okay, so that is the end of our picture dictionary. We have five words about farms and five words about gardens. Thanks for watching us, guys. We'll see you again next time. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye, 下次再见喽。
英文小智慧。
Without doubt, Jeremy Lin was a dark horse on the New York Knicks.
Without doubt, Jeremy Lin was a dark horse on the New York Knicks.
Hi guys, this is Celine. 两年前你听过林书豪这个人吗？没听过吧？不过你看夺金人突然呢，他就变成家喻户晓的名字了，连我这个运动白痴都知道。哎，从没人知道的、没人看好的小人物，一个突然间变得超强，出乎意料赢得了冠军。中文里呢，我们说这种人是黑马。你以为英文说法一定不一样，对不对？跟你说一定会吓死你，非常难得的竟然是一样哦。那我们来看看今天小聚会就知道咯。
Without doubt, Jeremy Lin was a dark horse on the New York Knicks.
毫无疑问的，林书豪呢是纽约尼克队的黑马。其实呢，这个说法是从一部文学作品来的，故事呢就是赛马比赛中一匹不起眼的黑马到最后关头呢 超过两匹呼声最高的马拔得头筹的故事哦。所以呢，不止中文里我们会说这样的人是黑马，英文我们也会这样说。最后我们再来复习一次今天的小聚会哦。 Without doubt, Jeremy Lin was a dark horse on the New York Knicks. 好，就这样子，小聚会我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Without doubt, Jeremy Lin was a dark horse on the New York Knicks.
Without doubt, Jeremy Lin was a dark horse on the New York Knicks.
Chit chat.
Belgian, let's have fried chicken tonight, 好饿。
Huh? Have. But we don't have fried chicken at home. 没有炸鸡啦。
一般如果要吃东西的话，我们当然会用 eat 这个动词。For example, I want to eat pizza for lunch today. 我今天午餐想吃披萨。那当然喝东西也很简单，我们都会用 drink 这个动词。For example, what would you like to drink? 你想喝点什么呢？可是你们有没有发现啊，好像外国人在口语上却比较常用 have 来取代 eat or drink。因此呢，像是我们常常问对方的假爸喂，英文当然就是 Did you have breakfast or lunch or dinner yet? 这会比 Did you eat yet 更道地更口语哦。另外呢，下次点餐的时候有没有发现我们都会说 I'll have 后面接餐点的名称，通常是不会用 I'll eat 什么什么。 For example, I'll have the steak please, 我想点牛排。同样的，如果要请人哎多吃一点，可以说Feel free to have some more, 请再多吃一点。这里的 have 当然就是跟 eat 一样的意思。那 eat 通常比较有强调吃的动作，像是 eat slowly, don't eat too fast, or 吃得健康 eat healthy, 还有妈妈常常会提醒的 don't talk while you eat.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
哇，原来口语中的 have 竟然还可以用来指 drink or eat. For example, let's have coffee together. 这里的 have 就等于 drink, 我们一起去喝咖啡吧。点餐的时候吃多半也是用 I'll have 来表示我要吃什么或者是我要喝什么哦。那 eat 这个字比较是用来强调吃的这个动作，像是如果妈妈说要细嚼慢咽，我们就会说 eat slowly.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Gardener.
Gardener.
The family hired a gardener to look after their garden.
The family hired a gardener to look after their garden.
Lawn.
Lawn.
Terry's neighbor pays him to mow the lawn every week.
Terry's neighbor pays him to mow the lawn every week.
Flower bed.
Flower bed.
There are many beautiful roses in the flower bed.
There are many beautiful roses in the flower bed.
Seed.
Seed.
Wendy grows tomatoes from seeds in the greenhouse.
Wendy grows tomatoes from seeds in the greenhouse.
Hose.
Hose.
Firefighters used a fire hose to put out the big fire.
Firefighters used a fire hose to put out the big fire.